From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Canadian singer and songwriter Bruce Cockburn has released his 27th CD. It's called You've Never Seen Everything and features guest appearances from Emmylou Harris, Jackson Browne, and Sam Phillips, among others. Jeffrey Pepper Rogers caught up with Cockburn during a recent visit to Chicago and has this profile.
There's a verse in the U2 song, God Part 2, that goes like this. Heard a singer on the radio late last night, says he's gonna kick the darkness till it bleeds daylight. The reference is to the Bruce Cockburn song, Lovers in a Dangerous Time, from his 1984 album, Stealing Fire. 20 years later, Cockburn is kicking at the darkness with as much passion as ever. You've Never Seen Everything contains some of Cockburn's most politically charged music since the 80s, when his travels in Central America produced anthems of outrage like Call It Democracy and If I Had a Rocket Launcher. On the new album, he rails against global capitalists and Trickle Down, and ponders the killing fields and the spoken word travelogue Postcards from Cambodia. But he finds the political label too narrow for songs like these.
Life is political. I mean, politics is what happens when you put a bunch of people together and they have to function as a group. And we're all subject to the politics of the group that we live in. So, you know, you can choose to ignore that, but in ignoring it, you're basically voting for the status quo.
Work fair, foul air, homeless beggars everywhere, picture phone aristocrats lounge around the pool. Captains of industry smiling beneficently, leaky hull, super tanker ship of fools.
Jazz has been a vital ingredient of Cockburn's music ever since he enrolled at Berklee College of Music in the 60s, intending to become a big band composer. On the new CD, two collaborations with the pianist Andy Milne are Cockburn's strongest jazz statements to date. Some of the most intriguing sounds on You've Never Seen Everything come from Cockburn's recent immersion in electronica. Drifting in and out of the mix are electronic loops of violin, percussion, Indonesian gamelan, and frogs recorded in Zambia by a friend of Cockburn's.
I got interested in electronica because I realized at one point that a lot of what's being done in that scene involves kind of drone continuum with short-term events happening over top, and that's pretty much how I've always played the guitar or approached the guitar. So then I tried to take that and put it back on the guitar.
In several tracks on the new CD, Cockburn's real-time guitar parts mimic the trance-like repetitions of electronica.
Wild things are prowling. Transforming into pure crystals of light. The heart is a mirror, it throws back the blaze of love.
In a hotel room in Chicago, Coburn cracks open his guitar case to demonstrate the intricate playing that underlies his songs. A silver Day of the Dead skull shines from his guitar strap. On the side of his guitar are quotes from Martin Luther King, Civil War-era Senator James McDougal, and the Persian poet Hafiz. Coburn pulls out a 12-string to play a new song called Put It in Your Heart. As with all his songs, Coburn's solo rendition is a perfect microcosm of the full band arrangement on the CD. For 34 years, Coburn has worked with the Canadian independent label True North Records, while different companies have released his music in the U.S. Currently, it's Rounder Records. He laughs when I ask how his music fits into the industry.
Oh man, I've tried so hard to stay away from the music industry for my entire, quote, career, unquote, and I've been fairly successful at that.
As Coburn's album number 27 hits the stores, his expansive back catalog is also being reissued with bonus tracks, tracing his journey from acoustic troubadour to world music explorer to rock frontman and back around again. Few artists have covered so much ground with so much conviction and so little compromise. For NPR News, this is Jeffrey Pepper Rogers.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.